Blog Talk Radio.
Incredible, unforgettable, Open your mind, take in all the delectables, topics ranging from marriage to politics, the grown and mature can handle this, please, they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk, real talk, real response, non-stop, only talk radio keeps it moving, Wednesdays 9:30 p.m., please tune in, well, in the beautiful, it's incredible, You hear it,
Good evening, everyone. I am your host, Ms. Incredible, and welcome to the Art of Intimacy Show. The Black Dr. Phil will be joining us shortly. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight's topic is about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. So, sex, is it overrated? What do you guys think? Do you think sex is overrated? Hit the phone line, 323-870-4010. And we have a caller. Caller, your number ends in 0055. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, Miss Incredible. It's Pound Cake.
Hey, Pound Cake.
How you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. I'm just fine.
Are you ready for tonight's topic?
I sure am. Oh, yeah.
Let's be here. You sure you're ready?
I'm ready.
I won't go too hard on you.
Okay.
Burrell is a boy, you know. He's a tough one. So,
okay.
How important is sex to you?
It's very important. I don't think that I could go without it, but for so long. I mean, I have gone without it for a while, and it drove me up the wall.
Did it affect your attitude?
I was very moody and irritable. Yeah.
I can relate. would you end a relationship because of lack of sex?
Yes, I would. Like, if you're not giving it to me, who you giving it to? And if I'm not getting it, I'm not happy. Like, I ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're giving it to someone. Maybe their sex drive doesn't meet yours.
Well, then you have to. What happened,
What happens if their sex drive is not as high as yours?
Then we're going to have to work on that, get some Viagra or something. Some what's that, Cialis, Cialis? We're going to have to get some of that.
That's if they can't keep it up, not because their drive is low. Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
So,
their drive is low, like, I can't.
Masturbation wouldn't be a substitute for you?
It would be, but I would get tired of it. If I got to use a toy all the time, what I got a man for?
Understood.
You know, if I'm using a toy, then the man is defeating the purpose of him being there other than to be a companion.
Got it. Understood. I'm gonna do something that we normally don't do, so I'm gonna open the phone line to another caller while I have you on the line.
Okay.
Caller, your number ends in 3102. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Good, what's your name?
I'm going to go by Stucky tonight.
All right, Stucky.
Yes, I call myself Stucky because once the men get with me, they get stuck all on me.
Hi, Stucky.
Is that right?
Hi, Pound Cake.
Is that right?
Yes.
So, why is it that they get stuck all on you?
Because they love my kind of crazy.
In the bedroom? Or your kind of crazy, period?
Anywhere. Yeah, everywhere.
Oh.
The total package.
All right, Stucky, how important is sex to you?
At the present time, not that important. However, I like to keep my skin clear, and I know that it helps with your skin and things like that. So I do it for basic necessity, not for desire. Why are you laughing?
I'm sorry, for keeping the skin clear.
Yes, it works wonders.
So you're currently having sex now just to keep your skin clear?
Yes.
I heard that.
I mean, yeah, you know. I mean, that's one of the reasons. But, I mean, on a typical time, it would be very important, you know, almost mental level important. And so I prefer being chill like this right now and just using it for your skin.
So it's safe to say that right now you are not in the relationship because of lack of sex.
Wait, say that again?
If you were in a relationship currently with your drive the way it is right now, would you end your relationship because of lack of sex?
I don't think that lack of sex is a reason to end a relationship. I am all the way down with stepping out on the relationship and getting a meat net and being sneaky and keeping, you know, with home. Yeah, I like that.
Mm. Yeah.
Everybody's happy. He's happy playing video games or doing whatever he does while he's not having sex with you. You're out on dates, having fun, coming home, frying pork chops and chicken and stuff because you're happy and your skin's clear. And the bills are paid because y'all going half. It makes sense to me. Everybody knows.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh. So do you think sex is overrated?
No, I think I think that people are too timid and uptight to express what they really like and what they really want. And things that I do, I can't even talk about them except to, like, one person that I know. So overrated? Mm-mm. Underrated. I think we need to big it up more, even though, you know, I could take it or leave it right now. I'm just saying, I'm a cheerleader for it.
Well, what about you, Contact? Do you think it's overrated?
No, I don't think it's overrated. I think that it's a very important part of a person's life. And I don't understand how people are celibate for lifetimes. Like, it affects your disposition. I mean, if you're a lifetime virgin, then you don't know what you're missing. Like a nun or something. You don't know what you're missing. But once you've had it, it becomes a part of your life, and it will affect your disposition.
You mean once you've had something good? Let's be clear.
Yeah, once you've had something good. Because if you've had bad sex, then you're like, okay, whatever.
You might want to be celibate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I think if that's all you know, then that's what it is. If all you know is the bad sex that you had, that may be the best that you've had until you had something better. I think that's how it usually works anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not if you've seen pornography. You know there's been.
Well, you don't know what
on.
The feeling
if
is. It depends on what age you were when you lost your virginity, because if you lost your virginity at 18, you really don't know what you like. If you're coming into yourself at that young, tender age, so you really wouldn't know what you like. You have to experience things to see what works for you. Porn, you can look at some porn and she's, and it didn't even touch her yet. So,
you're right about that.
You can't go by that. And all the tricks and flips that they do with some people, they damn sure can't do with the fluffy girls, so I wouldn't go by that either. However, you can.
You got a good point.
So I think, you know, it's, even if it's bad, you realize it was bad after you've had better.
Uh-huh.
But, ladies, the size really matter.
I think so. If it's too small, I'm like, give me my vagina back. Yeah, I can't.
Oh, give me your vagina back.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard someone say they've had a small guy that knows how to work the middle. So you've never had a guy that was small that was able to satisfy you?
No. No, I'm not a size queen, don't get me wrong, because I believe that there is a such thing as too much dick. Like, anything that's like 10 inches and above is too big.
So, you just talking in length?
Length and width.
Girth.
So, girth. It can be an issue too, because you think unless you can have something that you may knock your balls out.
Well, if he's not like a 6-incher, but he's got girth, then I could work with that.
Okay.
I know.
And what about you, Stephanie?
All right. So, what was the first question? How important is.
Does size really matter?
Yeah, it does. It does really matter, because I may or may not have read about a time when a young girl was with someone and the guy was so small that he didn't realize he came out, but he kept going. And that was horrible. I read that in a book.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I'm sure that young girl was embarrassed. I mean, or maybe him. Somebody was embarrassed, I'm sure. But,
mm-hmm.
And so then there's the whole too big thing. I think it's a mission. I think you got to try it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do some stretches and, run up a few flights of stairs, do some dips, a couple splits, and try and see.
Wait, you're saying try what, a large penis?
A really like gargantuan one. Yeah, I mean, I large is not an issue. I love that. Sir, love it. But the gargantuan. I haven't met one of those yet, but I know they exist. They're like a unicorn, like a urban legend, you know. But I try it.
Okay, an urban legend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm.
Do you
I hear
think
they exist, but I don't know anyone that knows them.
You don't know anyone that knows them?
No.
Do you think men with...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you think men with the larger penises are cocky?
Do I think you're what?
Do you think men with larger penises, they're larger than average, are cocky?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. If they know what they're working with, oh, they're definitely cocky about it.
I would say confident as opposed to cocky, because not all of them are cocky. But they definitely have a sense of confidence.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are overconfident.
But not everyone with size knows what to do with it. I've encountered that personally.
Now, that's true. That is true.
So you, I think cocky because if you know that you're hung, it's like, you know, and you've dated women, you know, and they keep coming back because the sex may be good and you're hung, they tend to be cocky. Confidence can come with a average size penis or penis below average because you have people who may be average or below average that can still handle their business. It's all in your technique. We've discussed this before on previous shows, and if your technique works for you, it will definitely build your confidence.
Yeah.
Especially if you have one guy falling away.
I had one guy tell me, like, he was too confident that he was rare. I was like, Negro, please, you ain't that rare.
Like,
you was all right.
Like the virus, the Zika virus, rare?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I would have had an answer for him.
I was like,
I'd have been
please.
Like, does the CDC know about you?
Well, rare how? Pound cake, was he rare? Like, was it that good?
He was right. I mean, he was talking about, yeah, because one woman told him that he had size and he was good at eating and he had stamina. I was like, yeah, you got stamina, but, you know, I've had bigger. He was like, really? I was like, yeah.
The problem is one woman told him. That's what happened. Only one.
Yeah, one woman told him. I was like, yeah, you was all right. He was like, you know I was better than I. And I was like, whatever.
That's what I'm going to
throw
his ego.
Again. Huh? You thought it was a blow to his ego?
That had to be a blow to his ego. And you didn't see him after that?
No, I didn't see him after that. It was like, come on, you toot your own horn. Yeah, he was rare, like, rarely seen.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... Ladies, do you think women masturbate just as much as men?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I agree.
Mhm. I definitely do. I mean, I know I get mine in.
It's healthy.
All right,
that also helps keep the skin clear.
Oh, my goodness. If we have any fellas on the line that want to chime in, just hit number one, and I will bring you on your call, please. Thank you. Oh, man. That
yeah,
hurt.
I
keep the shankly on.
In.
But I think women masturbate.
Go ahead, Stucky. What were you saying?
I think women masturbating gives them a better sense of what works for them. You know, that way they can move their bodies a certain way, tell a man what they like, what they don't like, and reach, you know, that moment of truth with more ease and more frequently.
I agree.
It's a beautiful thing to be able to count past 10. You know?
I agree.
And 10 plus, you've got some real nice skin.
I think you have to know your body. In order to have someone else please you, you have to be able to please yourself. If you're not good at pleasing yourself, then, you know, it's not going to work. And somebody else tries to do it. You have to focus. You should be able to climax or, you know, you should be able to make yourself climax a damn good one, too, and record timing, especially if you expect someone else to do it.
Right.
Especially if you think about Steve Harvey's lips.
Ooh, child. Them two coolers right there.
I'm just kidding.
Good Lord.
Hello,
everyone.
Let's
welcome Ralph to the show.
Yo, yo,
hello,
yo.
Ralph. Welcome,
Ralph.
Who, that Pound Cake?
Yes.
That's Pound Cake, and we have Stucky on the line also.
Who?
Stucky. Stucky, tell him how you got your name or why you chose to go with
my name. I'm Pound Cake's sister, Ralph, okay? I'm Pound Cake's sister, and I got the name Stucky because once the men get with me, they get stuck on me. They just get stuck.
Whoa. Hold up. Is this Marble Cake? Is this Marble Cake? Hello?
Hello?
Stucky? Yes, sir.
Stucky.
I'll answer the question.
Stucky.
Yes, but she chose to go with Stucky for tonight.
But she going with Stucky for tonight?
No,
yes.
That's my new name. I
that's
got
your
men
new name.
Stuck on me from Germany, from Queens, from up the street. That's it.
What's the main thing that's making them stick to you?
Hmm?
What's the main thing that's making them stick to you?
They like the complexities of my mind, and the way I move when I watch.
Okay. I hear that.
I'm sorry. I'm having a bit too much fun tonight.
You might have to slide you my number.
For real, like when I met you, you looked at me like I had two heads. So I don't think that's gonna happen.
Was it in
I'm
the middle?
Joking.
Was I in the middle of business?
No, I'm just kidding.
but was I in the middle of business when I first met you?
Yeah, you were. Yeah, it was at a show.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Pound Cake, make sure we get around when I'm not in business.
So I wasn't offended. I thought your eyes was just crossed. That's all.
Oh, shoot.
You're crazy.
You're still handsome, though. Yeah, you chocolate latte. Yeah.
Thank you. What
are
you laughing at?
Oh, my God. My cheeks hurt.
Your cheeks hurt.
I'm laughing because I can't even explain why I'm laughing, but I'm just, I was wondering where you've been, you know.
I had to stop my pump for that, you know what I mean? summertime. I had a little something set up. So I had to be 15 minutes late. You know what I mean? She wanted a little extra, extra. So. Little licky, licky, right, little now. Sticky, sticky.
Hey, well, you didn't tell her you were rare, did you?
I didn't tell her what?
That you're rare.
That I'm rare?
Rare.
Oh, no, I didn't tell her that.
Okay,
her
good.
That.
Don't ever tell a woman that.
Don't tell him you're rare? Why not?
Yeah, Tom can't have a guy tell her he's rare. And she rarely seen him after that.
Unprotected.
Did she rarely see
him? Wanted to have unprotected.
I rarely saw him after that.
Oh, no.
Rare.
That's not good.
No.
That's rare. I'm rare.
Uncooked meat.
Ew. That was a bad one.
It sounds like uncooked meat.
He was tooting his own horn to the max.
Something. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies, I have another question for you before we let you go. Which do you prefer, a vaginal or clitoral orgasm? Which is more intense for you?
For me, clitoral. Definitely. I go ahead, Stucky.
No, you finish. I'm sorry.
Clitoral is more intense. And it lasts longer.
Mm-hmm.
Vaginal, okay. I may have more vaginal orgasms, but once I get that clitoral orgasm, it's like Stars and Stripes 4th of July.
I definitely understand.
Mm-hmm.
Those
Stars and Stripe ones are the ones that knock you out, so that has to be the reserve. I prefer a vaginal because when the multiples, build up to that, the fireworks, at about number 10 or 11 or 12, depending on, the position of the moon in my life, that's just how blessed I am. It's a blessing to be able to even reach that some women can't. Those are the ones that be having the school face and looking me up and down at my looking at my shoes. But you know that I come over and over and she can't. And I don't understand, but it's okay. But yeah, my answer is vaginal.
Understand both. I would have to go with clitoral, though. That would be more intense to me.
How about intense it all right now?
Sleepy?
Say what, Ralph?
I said, how about we test this out real quick? Y'all bullshit. Let me see how this is going to go down. Come here, Stucky. Come here, girl.
Why do I see your finger coming through my phone, Ralph?
Oh, no, stop.
I see your finger. This is supposed to be a radio show.
This is a radio show.
All right.
Yeah, we gonna let y'all go. I'm gonna hit you up all after the show, Stucky. But thank y'all for calling in. We gotta move on with
the show here.
I got a little too caught up.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm late and I got sidetracked listening to them. I'm over here stuck without them on my own show. Like, hold up.
Well, hey, you got one looking for a vaginal, one looking for a clitoral, so you can work that out.
Exactly. Double trouble. Jeez, I'm ready. I'm about it. For real. I'm about it for that. Sheesh. I'm with that. For real.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
I wasn't listening to part of the show, but did they say if they thought sex was overrated or not in general?
No. Actually, Stucky said she thinks it's underrated.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
I think,
wow, usually I have a straight answer, but this is a little tricky. Because I'm thinking it's overrated and it's underrated. I think my answer is both.
Explain.
For real. Because it's overrated in a sense of it's not life or death. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's sex. So it's not life or death. However, I don't think there's anything in the world that feels better. So that that kind of makes it underrated. You know what I mean? Because I don't know a better feeling. So I guess it depends on what you're comparing it to determine whether it's underrated or overrated. In my opinion, depending on what you're comparing it to or what you're rating it to, determines whether it's overrated or underrated, you know. In a grand scheme of, you know, life or death, which is going far, it's overrated, you know. But in the sense of what feels better, nothing. So, it's underrated. That's why I'm late. She ain't want to let me go. I'm like, I got a show, man. I got to. Grabbing on my drawers and everything. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
For real.
Oh, my God.
Matter of fact, you better call in here, baby girl. Talk about what just happened just now. 323-870-4010.
She's probably asleep somewhere. I hope she is. You didn't put in that good work, or she didn't knock out.
She better be making some bacon burgers. That's what she better be doing. I'm hungry.
How often would you have sex? If you can have it as often as you like, how often would you do it?
Once a day, or I'll probably go every other day. First I'm thinking every day, but I think that might be a little too much. I think you know, people got things to do. But definitely
You said people got things to do. I say yeah, you.
Oh. Yeah, I got things to do.
every other day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I could skip a day like that. That's the best.
Would you end the relationship because of the lack of sex?
Would I end the relationship because of lack of sex?
I mean, you complain, masturbation.
Yes.
Work for you all the time, you would.
Yeah, I would. If it becomes a really continuous thing and it's a long term thing where I'm just not being satisfied sexually, I would end it. Or are you gonna risk me having sex with someone else? It's one or the other, you know. So
I think it would end itself, because the lack of sex causes an increase in attitude. Increase in attitude causes an increase in arguments. And sometimes the arguments come out of nowhere for no reason. You have a reason, but really, you know, picking arguments because you're angry. You're angry because you just haven't had sex. So
that's true.
I think it happens that way sometimes too. However, if you've told your partner that they aren't satisfying you enough and they choose to continue not satisfying you enough. Wait a minute, you said you were in a relationship rather than step out
right.
of the relationship?
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, I would rather do that, but the ball would really be in your court. Like, you're risking me stepping out if I'm, you know, telling you over and over and over this ain't enough. You know what I mean? So
would you
prefer,
tell her that you would step out, or are you just going to ride out and go ahead if that was happening?
Oh, I would definitely say that. I would definitely say, like, see, fellas, you got to be careful how you word certain things with women. I learned that. You can't be but so blunt, you know. So I would say, you know, I don't want to go elsewhere. That's how I would put it to her. You know what I mean? I'm letting you know what's going on. I'm complaining, but I don't want to go elsewhere. I'm not threatening you saying I'm going to go elsewhere, but I don't want to go elsewhere. So, you know, I need it. Now, she has to give me a good reason why it's a lack, or I'm going to go somewhere else. You know, it's got to be, you better have a medical condition or something. And B, I'm not hard to please. You could just lay there like a, no, you got to move a little. Just don't be a mattress.
I was about to say.
That's it. Just don't be a mattress. You got to move a little. Act like you know what you're doing. Lift a leg, moan, fake, do something. Because it don't take much for me to get mine or 3 minutes of hell. You know what I mean? It don't take much at all. So, but
oh my gosh!
Yeah, I can get it in.
What can a woman do that would cause you to become immediately aroused? What can she do to you?
Oh man! Shoot, there's so many things. Do you mean physical things? Oh, you mean, like, oh, God, so much.
Anything, whatever works for you.
I love thighs. So if you can, in any type of situation, whether it's just a social gathering, whether it's a date, whether it's a party, whether it's a one-on-one, whether it's just me passing you on the street, if you can somehow accent your thighs, that arouses me. So t-shirt. So if I'm in a crib and you got on you just got the t-shirt to come like thigh length like that. You know what I mean? Like the thigh length t-shirt. But I don't even know how to explain this. I don't even know. But some women may know what I'm talking about. But there's just a way. There's something about the thigh length t-shirt and you know and how you display the thighs to me that make me aroused. So that's something just visual, you know, from a visual standpoint, accenting your thighs, I get aroused. Physically, I like a woman that's not afraid to masturbate in front of me. I like that. That gives me aroused immediately. If you can make a good ass bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, that should arouse me too.
I'll
fuck you right on the stove. For real. Like the meaning, like, I'm not talking about that bland shit. I'm talking about where you could really hook it up. You know, you put some effort into it. You know, put some seasoning in there.
Egg
scrambled right. You could make a good ass sandwich. Shit. I stay hard all morning for you, baby. All morning. So good ass bacon, egg, and cheese. Sheesh. That's the number one right there. Lord, I'm greedy. But I love eating and having sex. Yeah.
All right. So, I don't know if I've... I think we did talk about this before. But I want to know again. How do you like your woman? Let the ladies know.
How do I like my woman?
Do you like them short, tall, slim, fluffy?
I like them all. I swear I do. I like them all. But ideally, I like them black. Dark as shit. Dark as you can't even see them at night. I like black.
But
I love them all. But if I had a preference, I like them like that. that's definitely the thighs is the first thing for me. The thighs is the first thing for me. If you've got size matters in a sense. I think for me it's more of the shape of the thighs, so how they meet the I guess you would call the pelvic area and how they meet the knee area. It's hard for me to explain. I could show you better than I could tell you, but the size has got to be on point. If you just a stick, meaning your thighs the same size as your leg, I can't deal with you. I got to have a shape right there. If your thighs the same size as your hip bone area, I can't deal with you. You're just straight up and down. Like you got to have some type of curve. It can't be just there. It's got to be some type of curve. I don't even care if you got the extra cellulite on your thighs, jiggling off, all that. I love that. Stretch marks, all that. As long as it ain't the same size, that's where I could tell a difference. I need to know. You know what I mean? I had a girl once, I couldn't tell the difference, I swear on my life. I had a big girl once, I couldn't tell the difference, and I had a skinny girl once, I couldn't tell the difference.
Oh, my God.
The skinny girl was the worst. The skinny girl was the worst. I never again. I don't think I could have sex with what I consider a skinny girl ever again in my life. It's not enough thigh. And that's the main attraction to me. You know what I mean? I like to lay on them, you know what I'm saying? Spit on them, come on them, kiss on them, anything. I have your thighs feeling like the queen and the rest of your body like, what the fuck? He just... Darrell just fucked my thigh. I'm all on my thigh. What the hell is going on? Shit,
oh,
I'm
my God.
You on your period? All right, just turn around. Let me get this for you. Watch how I make this thigh into a coochie. Watch that.
Lord.
Okay. Uh-huh.
You are a mess. All right, so.
I like intelligent women, though. Let me throw that out there, too. I like, they have to be intelligent. Someone that can hold a meaningful conversation.
Something of substance.
Okay. Right, exactly.
Yes, Lord. That goes for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I did ask Tom, Tate, and Stuffy this question. I would like to know your answer as well. Do you think women masturbate just as much as men?
Yes, I do. And I think women have a different sense of masturbation. So in other words, man, we got to actually grab our joint and jerk. Women could masturbate without even touching themselves. And I don't know. Women are aliens. They weird as shit. But, yeah, I think women definitely masturbate more. I think women be masturbating. They don't even know they are, you know.
What do you mean by that?
Women be rubbing their legs together or in the shower if the stream is coming down strong and you put the stream of water
lip
area and you start all that stuff. I had this chick in a jacuzzi one time. I'm sitting there, I'm watching the game. We drinking wine or whatever. I'm just talking, running my mouth. Next thing I know, she over there. I look like, what the? This chick done freaking the jacuzzi. I'm like, damn, you, what the hell? Left me all out the mix. You know, so I know how y'all get down. Y'all got y'all little tricks. Y'all ain't slick. Y'all got y'all little tricks.
Well,
remote control panties and all that.
Listen, it's very important for a woman to know her body. I said this before you came on, that if she can make herself climax, it's even better for you. That means she can work it out, and she can assist you in helping her climax. Because you can try all you want, but if she's not focused and focused, it's not happening.
Good point.
It's not happening, but if she can make herself good in record timing, you got a good one right here.
Okay. Let me take notes.
Even if it's with a battery-operated toy.
Oh. So let me ask you a question. How many battery-operated toys you have?
Good Lord.
Don't get quiet.
You're allowed to ask me questions tonight. You are late. Say what? How many? Okay, I have three.
Okay. Are they all battery operated?
They are.
Oh, geez. Are they different sizes?
They are.
Do you have the rabbit?
Different sizes. No, that's way, way, way too much for me.
Okay. Okay.
I don't need a lot.
You just got like the little slim joints. You just got like the little nice little cute slim joints. I know what you mean. Little non-intimidating. Look at, I know them real slick. You probably got purple, the silver. I know what you're talking about. They come in different colors.
What?
You probably got the one that you just turn at the bottom. They got the little thing you just turn at the bottom.
Oh, on. What? And you sound like a very experienced toy user. So I'm sure you incorporate those in the bedroom. That's what it sounds like. You got a box on your bed just waiting for her to come over.
I got a couple of boxes in the bag, all with brand new toys in them, in the package. Just in case.
All right, now.
Ready to go at any time. Ready to go at any time. Absolutely. Nah, but my favorite is the cock ring. That's really what I like. The cock.
The ring, you said?
The remote control. Yeah, it's called cock ring. It's the remote control joint. It goes around the cock, and then it's like a little
vibrate.
Yeah, and then they got the little piece that's supposed to stimulate the woman's clitoral area at the same time.
That's a good one. That's pleasurable, especially for a woman considering. That's a very good choice.
Yeah, I like that. I got tons of those. I got stock in those. You want one? Hit me up. 323. For real.
Oh, my God.
I got them all deck, all sizes, colors, everything. You ready to catch me off guard? I'm ready, baby. I'm ready. Oh, let me ask you another question.
Go ahead.
What's your favorite position?
I don't like that laugh.
Or does it depend on the person?
It depends on the person. It depends. Yeah, it would depend on the person. So you have me over here blessing.
Explain.
I'm trying.
Let me help you out. If he got the perfect broad back and shoulders, what's your favorite position?
missionary.
Okay. Okay. I guess you want to grab the back. Okay. Got it. Okay.
But yeah.
And
because I'm a back and shoulder kind of gal.
Okay.
And
what type of other person would be a different position?
It doesn't necessarily. I mean, it can be based on the chemistry. And in the moment, how it starts off, I would say, doggy style is a good position as well. Very pleasurable. But,
okay.
I mean, if you have a good lovemaking session, you'll be all over the place, standing on the bed, off the bed, wherever. Standing up, touching the floor, whatever works.
But what type of person okay, so when I said broad shoulders and back, you said missionary you would prefer. All right, and I just do broad shoulders and back because I know that's your part of the man's body that you really like and stuff like that. But what type of person would, go ahead.
That can actually work. In a doggy style position, also there's a mirror in front of you, so you can see, I can still see the shoulders in the mirror while they're behind me.
Got you. Okay, I co-sign that one. I like doggy style. I definitely like it with the mirror. definitely like it with the mirror. Yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
You
but I don't like being
on
the bed. I don't like, yeah, but I don't like being on the bed boogie style because I can't get my balance. You know what I'm saying? I'd be so off. I'd be
you
like,
the kind of guy that has the socks and the Tims on?
I take the socks off. Socks are too slippery. So I might keep, I might, well, if I got socks on, I got Tims on, but I'm either barefooted or with some, you know, some footwear on, or that's about it. Never the socks alone. Too slippery. Way too slippery. Never the socks alone. I got a grip. I got to be able to put my leg up and over and around at the same time. Like, I'll be trying to get up in there all the way. All
right now. You said earlier that she tried to give her 3 minutes, right? 3 minutes for her. You're
right.
Going for 3 minutes.
Right.
With that being said, are you a selfish lover?
No. No, I'm definitely not a selfish lover. I hate it, and I'm disappointed if I ever climax or, excuse me, I'm satisfied and she's not. No, I'm not. No. Never like that. Usually my three minutes consists of this. Usually it'll start off with me somehow rubbing on the thighs, and then and within that minute, we're either side by side facing one another, or side by side with me behind you, where I kind of lift that leg up and kind of go in initially. And then the second minute, I pull out, and now I'm down there eating your ass, your pussy, licking your lips, clit, all that. And then the third minute start, that's when the doggy style comes, and I'm on the side of the bed looking in the mirror. And by the time that 3 minutes is up, your ass done looked back like, has this been 30 minutes? Because this 3 minutes got me coming three times.
Oh, my
times.
God.
That's the secret, fellas. My PayPal, relatingthe@yahoo.com, y'all owe me. Just told y'all the secret, 3 minutes to hell. You got to switch it up, fellas. You can't just do 3 minutes of the same thing. That's the key. You got to know how to move like a gazelle. I'll be all over the room. She'd be like, what you want to feel it for? Nothing. Down. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Quick. You just got to be tossing their ass for the 3 minutes.
You know.
You toss them for the 3 minutes, fellas, they satisfied. You just there for the 3 minutes. That's the difference. I put all my energy into that 3 minutes. Trust me, she's going to make that bacon,
egg, and cheese. I don't know about that. Well, I don't know.
Then she goes, you don't know. All right. We're going to ask
I don't
Stucky,
know about that 3 minute thing.
Next show. Ask Stucky next show. She's going to say how that 3 minutes went. She's going to let you know. She's going to be like, that boy was not lying. Matter of fact, it was 2 minutes and 48 seconds. You know. You know,
right.
But that's usually the initial. That's usually the initial nut. That's usually the initial. You know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So once you get that out the way, then what? What is looking like?
Then you're gonna make a sandwich. Then when you come back from making a sandwich, I'll be ready for whatever you want to do. If you want me to make love, or you want to get on top and ride all night, or cowboy backwards, you know, I'll stay around for you as long as you want. After that. You know, you're good to go.
Do you think aphrodisiacs work?
Aphrodisiacs. I think some work, sort of, yeah. I think some work. Some are overrated. Some are myths. But I think some work. I think some work. What I think don't work is you ever see them damn little ginseng things they got in the corner stores? Right on the counter, little bottle and things. That shit do not work. Don't believe that, fellas. Fellas, I swear to God, I walk down. If anybody knows the Bronx, New York, and the Grand Concourse, I walked from, I want to say, Kingsbridge all the way down to, like, 170th, I stopped at every store and got every ginseng, and I drank every one of them before I got to her crib on 169th. Man, that shit did not work. I ain't get aroused. I ain't stay aroused. Nothing. She clowned me. She kicked me out. All that. I was like, never doing this Jameson shit again. I drink
you
like three cases.
Probably overdosed.
You're right. I probably did. So you only supposed to take one. But damn, man, I've been trying to get help for so long. I was like, man, you can't mess this up.
Your body was confused
older.
As hell.
Yeah, she was older, so I was like, man, I'm going to show off tonight. Man, I went up in there, I'm like, shit, it's, I don't know what's going on. Something ain't right. For real. So some of them aphrodisiacs work, but not them all. Not them all. Speaking of aphrodisiacs, let me go get me a bottle of Henny, because I'm about to call up Stuffy tonight. So we're about to end this show, Miss Incredible. We're just kind of getting late here, and I got some unfinished business after this.
All right, now.
So, yeah, y'all make sure y'all follow us on Twitter, at SheIsIncredible, at @TheBlack_DrPhil. Hashtag AOI Talk Show on Instagram. Instagram got some new, we got to get our Instagram popping. They got some new, like a Snapchat thing or something where you can, where you can do videos. So, but y'all look for us there, too. Facebook, the Art of Intimacy Show fan page. You could also hashtag AOI Talk Show there. And it's incredible. What else can they do for us?
They can email us topic and show ideas at theartofintimacyshow@gmail.com. And that's about it. We covered everything. We are here every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Thank you for tuning in. And until next week, you guys have a good night.
Good night.
Open your mind, take in all the delectables. Yep, yeah, topics ranging from marriage to politics. Only the grown and mature can handle this. Please, they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk.
Yeah,
real talk, real response, non-stop. Only talk radio keeps it moving. Wednesdays 9:30 p.m. Please tune in.
Well.
In the beautiful, this incredible.
You hear it, you hear it.